Okay, today is November 5th, 2019, unbelievably. And today we're talking to Jennifer Weber. And Jen, we usually start out, I guess, give us some memories of your early years in grade school and how you started there and who with. And
okay, well, my grade school experience started out in Dubuque. I went to Irving Elementary, and then I went to Washington Junior High back then for 7th grade. And then in 1990, my family moved to Piasta. And then I was thrown into the Western Dubuque Community School District against my will.
Really?
However, when people ask me for life-defining moments, something that changed my life, going to Western Dubuque is the pivotal moment that changed my life. Because
okay.
I went there, obviously, really knowing nobody.
So you went as a freshman?
I went in as eighth grade.
Okay.
I went to eighth grade at, was it called Drexler Junior High?
Farley Junior High,
probably, yeah. So that's where I went to eighth grade. So we moved in to Piasta in May of 1990, and then that August I started school there, knowing very few people, just the people from my neighborhood, basically. So like Jody Knutson and Becky Howard, and yeah, just the kids, Kristen and Lisa Clemens and Lynn Test, people from my street, and those people, some of those people were older. So really, I started fresh in eighth grade at Western Dubuque.
Okay.
And it was the intention of my parents that I would go to eighth grade at WD because it was convenient living out here. I could have gone to Dubuque because in Piasta we could have kind of gone either way. But it would have been a little bit more convenient for my family if I would have attended Western Dubuque, because my brother had just graduated from Wallert. So then that left just me at home. So I went to Western Dubuque in eighth grade, and then the intent was for me to go to Wallert, to high school. And I was dreading that, quite honestly. But Jim Noonan convinced my parents to let me continue my education at Western Dubuque.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm so grateful for that. That is where I say is my life-changing moment, because I think at that young age and being, you know, going to not a Catholic school at all, you know, yeah, elementary through middle school, or even in Dubuque at that time, I would have been thrusted into a whole different crew of people that that would have been hard for me. So I don't think I would have become the person I would have become had I gone to Wallert. So I really accredit Western Dubuque for helping me become the person that I am today.
But how about some of the other teachers that you had in eighth grade?
Okay, that's digging back. In eighth grade, well, of course, Billy Betts.
Yeah, that brings up Billy.
Yeah, and then Mr. Grimm, I remember loving industrial technology with Mr. Grimm. I remember Mrs. Rickles being our music teacher. She was incredible and a lot of fun. Oh, and Mr. Heyer.
Marv Heyer.
I still see him to this day, and he greets me the same way today as he greeted me in eighth grade. And he was just, I loved his class. I had never really loved science until he made it so fun and interesting. But the stories, you could very easily get him off topic. Yeah, so there is Mr. Healy, I remember, from eighth grade. Going back to eighth grade is really jogging my memory.
Well, you know, it was a, as you said, it's a pivotal time for you.
Yeah.
And so then transitioning into Epworth as a freshman.
Right. So Mr. Noonan, because he had a daughter that went to Wallert. Actually, his daughter, I believe, was a year younger than my brother. And so he knew Wallert, and I maybe was even a coach there.
Later on, for sure.
I wasn't sure at the time if he was. But he, I still have it in my yearbook. He made me promise that I would go out for student council when I got to high school.
Okay.
And I said, Mr. Noonan, like, nobody is going to know who I am, or like, I didn't necessarily struggle making friends in middle school, because I didn't, but I think I was very intimidated to go to a new high school where, I mean, we're having an influx of, you know, different groups of people coming together, and
sure.
I had only been there for 1 year, but he made me sign a contract. He wrote it on a sheet of paper, and we both signed our names, that I would go out for student council. And I'm like, oh, fine, I'll try, but I won't get on, and then you owe me a soda. And sure enough, I got to Western Dubuque High School, and I promised him I ran, and I did, and I was, I think, elected a class representative at the time.
Yeah.
And then got to spend a lot of time with you.
For sure.
Yeah. Because then that transitioned to being my senior year student body president.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so how about some of your, how about some of the friends you made during and after freshman year?
Oh, gosh. Well, a lot of the friends that I made in eighth grade, because really I did. I shouldn't have said that. I made a ton of friends in eighth grade, and then that transitioned on. But, you know, I had a really great group of friends. Eighth grade on. And some of the girls were, like I mentioned earlier, Jody Knutson in my grade, Tracy Duggan. I'll go try to remember their maiden names because sometimes yeah. It's easier to refer to what they're known as now. Tracy Duggan, Molly Meinert, Martha Motti, Ryan Barden, you know, the list goes on. Kelly Smith, Robin Kramer.
So now you got some new teachers. That you're dealing with, though.
Correct. Lots of great teachers. Western Dubuque had some pretty amazing staff, looking back and becoming an educator myself. And then going back and subbing in that high school, we're very lucky. So I took a lot of business classes. So Mrs. Worm, Mrs. Becker, Mr. Finley, some of those staples there. I had Mrs. Einwalter and Miss Altus for Spanish. Mr. Schmidt, loved having class with Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Wolf, Mr. Smith. Talk about getting two people off topic very easily to share some stories was Dick Smith and Jack Wolf. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had an amazing visit when I interviewed Mr. Smith. So caring about people and students that he comes in contact with, and he's still doing it at the U of Dubuque.
I know, I can't believe it. It's hard to say that you just had one favorite teacher, because there's so many that just made a huge impact on my life, but his stories. I mean, if you didn't want to take a quiz, you just ask him a question about anything else, and algebra went out the window, and it was, we'll take that quiz tomorrow then. Okay, great, thanks.
Other activities that you were involved with in high school?
Other activities. So I was student council, like I mentioned earlier, all 4 years. I participated in girls' golf for athletics. And then I kept stats for football, and I helped with wrestling and basketball as well. And then academically, I was in FBLA, DARE. No, it wasn't DARE. SAD, Students Against Drunk Driving, with John West. He led a group with that, and so I was there. National Honor Society.
Whenever I think of Mr. West, I think about, you remember James Kramer?
Yes, he was in my grade.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the imitation. Yeah. And what's really funny So I am keeping up my teaching license, and I have to take continuing ed classes. And John West offers some continuing ed classes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And so I took one a couple years ago with him.
Was he still going?
Oh yes. I mean, he hasn't changed one bit. But the funny thing is, we were reminiscing about, you know, my high school years and him being out at Western Dubuque, and all I had to say was James Cramer. And his head went down, and I'm like, are you going to laugh? Or are you going to be upset with me? Oh, but basketball games with James Cramer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just entertaining just to go watch him be on the sidelines.
It's still funny.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
How about Miss Tyson for...
Still to this day, when I'm typing out an email or if I'm writing anything formal to anybody, I think about her. Like, she made such an impact and in such a good way. And I think to myself, sometimes, like, how... Like, just with texting and spell check and all that, and how informal our language has gotten, I think our kids really should have a Miss Tyson in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Rush. I loved Mrs. Rush.
Yeah. I mean, preparing you for the next level of college and having them was a real advantage.
Oh, yes, it was, for sure. Yeah. So lots of great memories of those staff.
So then you get to senior year, and you got to decide from what direction to go. How'd that work?
Oh, well, it worked out fine in the beginning. Because, like I mentioned earlier, I took a lot of business classes. I thought, oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into accounting, and I'm going to go into corporate law. I really wanted to be an attorney, and I kind of thought that the only thing for me was business, and so with my dad being in the accounting field, I thought that's where I should go, and I got through freshman year at Iowa just fine. Sophomore year, business classes weren't my cup of tea. Like, I just couldn't find joy in, like, even attending class. So I don't know if you remember this, because you are a part of this story.
Okay.
I took a class, and I didn't do so hot on a test, and I thought, God, I'm better than this. Like, you know, at Western Dubuque, I was a decent student, and I was not a decent student at Iowa for a little bit. And I'm like, what's the deal? So I went and I took an interest test, and every time I hit at Calvin Hall, it was 3 hours long, and every time I hit enter, it told me I should be a teacher or a guidance counselor. And at the end of the test, after the end of those 3 hours, it said, yes, you should be a teacher or a guidance counselor. And I'm like, all right. So I walked myself over to Lindquist Center, which is where the College of Education is at Iowa, and I said, how do I leave the College of Business and enroll in the College of Education? She goes, well, funny you should ask, because the deadline is today at 5:30.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, what do I need to do? She says, you need 2 letters of recommendation, and you need to fill out this application. So I'm like, okay. And I'm like, letters of recommendation, Mr. Howard and Mr. Smith. So I called you from Iowa City, and I said, hey, both of you. I talked to you first, and then I asked to talk to Mr. Smith. And I'm like, hey, I need a letter of recommendation. I'm thinking about going into the College of Education. Do you think you could write that? Sure, when do you need it by? Well, I'm leaving Iowa City right now. So I left Iowa City. I drove to Epworth. I got your letter of recommendation, and I got a letter of recommendation from Dick Smith. And I turned right around, went right back to Iowa City, submitted my application and my letters of recommendation to the Lindquist Center at College of Education, and that was it. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell anybody else I was doing it. There was only 3 of us that knew, you, Dick, and myself. And then...
Away you went.
Away I went. And then I found... Then I was in my happy place. Like, that's what I was meant to be. I was meant to be a teacher. And sometimes I contemplate going back to get my master's for counseling, but haven't made that decision yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, so that was a sophomore year.
Sophomore year at Iowa.
Did you do the college in 4 years?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I worked really hard in the summers to kind of catch up. I had most of my gen ed classes, so by the time I was accepted then after I turned in my application, I was accepted for the next semester. So it was second semester my sophomore year that I went into the College of Ed. So I was able to catch up and graduate in 4 years. So I graduated from Iowa in 1999.
Where'd you do your practice teaching?
I did my student teaching in second grade at Solon Elementary School with Mrs. Hines.
Okay. So then you're looking for a position after you graduated. So how'd that go?
Well, I graduated in May, and I wasn't really sure where I wanted to end up or what school I wanted to be at, which I know you can't get picky when you're looking for a job. So I subbed for a year. So I did a lot of subbing at Western Dubuque High School, a lot of subbing at Western Dubuque, well, Drexler Middle School. Was it middle school then or not? But
I think it was still middle.
But yeah, so I did a lot of subbing for like Jim Noonan at the high school level. I did a lot of subbing. I did two long-term sub jobs down at Cascade Elementary in first grade and then Cascade High School in 10th grade. So I just kind of spent the first year just kind of floating around. And then after that, I got my first permanent teaching job in fourth grade at Kennedy Elementary School in Dubuque.
Okay.
And then so I taught there 1 year, or in fourth grade, and then my subsequent years in kindergarten.
Okay.
Until I had started our family in 2007.
Okay. So it was a good experience in Dubuque Elementary Schools?
It was. I was very fortunate to get into an amazing school with amazing staff, amazing support staff. But even more importantly, we had amazing families and a lot of parent support. So yeah, I only taught at Kennedy in Dubuque, and so I had a great experience.
Okay.
Yeah. But chose to raise my family in the Western Dubuque school system. So, yes.
So that brings you up to the getting married and having two sons. What grade are they in now?
Jackson is in eighth grade at Seton Elementary School, Seton Middle School, and Braden is in seventh grade. So I'll have a high schooler at West Dubuque next year, which is kind of brings mixed emotions.
Yeah. You know, every time I open up the paper in the morning, West Dubuque is plastered all over the Telegraph Herald.
I know. I was working out this morning, and I work out with a lot of people who have kids at the Wallert High School, and they were talking about how the girls beat, the West Dubuque girls beat them in volleyball, and they just couldn't believe it. And I'm like, well, listen here, people. It's just because we're that good. So that's awesome to see Western Dubuque plastered in golf and football and volleyball right now. Like, they had a great fall. Cross country, yeah.
Anna Pfeiffer is
swimmer
of the year.
A swimmer of the year, yeah. That's fantastic.
But, I remember I guess 3 or 4 years ago when we made the switch to the Mississippi Valley Conference, people were all concerned about how that transition would go, but it's been really, truly awesome as far as our level of competition. The kids we have, we're able to compete in everything. So.
Right.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, it was. I was one of the people where I was like, oh, is this going to be a good thing or not? But I didn't have any skin in the game because my boys were young at the time.
Yeah.
But now it is. You're right. It's gone flawless, and we're showing ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot to be proud of.
What are your top three life experiences?
My top three life. Well, like I said, when this question is asked to me, my number one answer, my life-altering experience was attending Western Dubuque. If I would have gone to Dubuque school anywhere, I think I would have just been a little fly on the wall.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't have evolved into who I am today, which I don't sit still and I don't sit quietly.
You have a strong engine.
I kind of do. So definitely that would be my number one thing, because that, you know, that shaped me at a pretty young age. And then, of course, you know, being a teacher was an amazing career, and I'm very blessed to have been in the classroom. And when it was still at a really good time, I think some educators struggle today because things have changed a little bit. So I'm grateful to have been a teacher and in education when I think it was still really good. And then, of course, having my family. Nothing brings me greater joy than spending time with my family and making memories. That's my slogan. I love to make memories with my family.
What's something no one else knows about you?
Oh, heavens. Oh, my gosh. I don't really know what I would say for that. Because I'm an open book. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I think everybody knows pretty much everything about me.
That's fine.
Yeah, I really don't know, because like I said, I talk a lot.
What about your biggest passion, thing that gets you excited?
My biggest passion, besides my children, is just being involved. I really think I'm involved in a lot of community organization, a lot of nonprofits. I like to see people succeed, and I like to help if I can in that area. So one of my passions, I think, is giving back and volunteering. So I currently volunteer and serve on the board at, obviously Thunder Hills, because that's like our second home. The board of directors there. But I also serve on the board of directors for 2x2 Character Education, because I'm really passionate about that. I see a downward trend maybe in our youth today. So I think helping our kids learn empathy and those important pillars of being a good character are important. I also serve on the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors, Opening Doors Board of Directors.
Opening doors is what?
It's the Teresa Shelter in the Maria House, okay, downtown, for women and children to kind of get back on their feet and provide a safe place for them in the meantime. So I'm on the board there. And so, yeah, I just like to get back on my time. I don't, like I mentioned earlier, I don't like to sit still, and I definitely don't sit quietly. So I like to just help where people need extra support.
Listen, thanks for your time.
Oh my gosh, thanks for asking me.
Everything and being able to recall things, your memories are important, and how big West Dubuque was in your life.
Yeah, it was very important. And I feel bad because I didn't even come close to listing all my favorite teachers or the teachers who impacted my life. So I can't go on record and not say that, like Mr. Danner, huge impact. I still have my list of goals that we had to write in his class.
Warning signs of cancer?
Oh, yeah. People try to tell me different about the research I've done on cancer in his class, and I'm like, listen here, I did a project, and this is what I know. So there's lots of people. Mr. Schramm, I mean, I could go on and on and on about the list of teachers, so I don't want to just say
sure
those few, but thank you.
Yeah.